try to speak about real lumdish sugya, real halachic sugya. Then we'll try to go a little bit out of that into a little bit of the realm of something. Hopefully, to begin with the Mishnah in Masechah Sukkah, where the Mishnah talks about the different mitzvahs hayom of the Yontif of Sukkis, and the Mishnah comments a halal v'asimcha shmona, that the two mitzvahs of Kriyas Halal and the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif both apply for the duration of the entire 8 days of the Yontif, which is again is a little bit of a, somewhat of a startling statement, because the 8th day is not really Sukkis. It's really a terrorist, it's a regal b'frei atzmo. But Afa b'chein, like having the lochs of Har, like having the lochs of Simcha, it's considered to be part of the 8 days, Hashmoina, and there's a full-fledged mitzvah of Simcha and a full-fledged mitzvah of Halel, all 8 days of Yom Tov. So the question becomes, when Chazal, in a sense, lumped these two statements together, Halel and Simcha, is this just coincidental? These happen to be two different mitzvahs that really have nothing per se to do with one another. But since they both apply for the duration of all 8 days, therefore Chazal put them into one breath. Or do we say that Halav and Simcha Shmoina belong together? There is some kind of an interconnection between the two. So there is a famous comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, where the Rambam tells us that the recitation of Halel is only a mitzvah midrabbanan. And the Rambam makes this point even stronger in his introduction to Sefer Mitzvahs, where he takes issue with one of the Rishayim, one of the Gaonim, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, who counted Halal as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, how are you talking? How could Halal be counted as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs? If after all, it's only a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Tayag Mitzvahs, Nemel, Lameshi, Vesinai, the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan weren't included in the count. So the Ramban attempts to be miyashi of this idea that Halal is in fact a mitzvah of the Torah, not to explain why it would be warranted to count as one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban's answer is not going to help for this. But the Ramban says, don't just machavek the mitzvah of Halal and call it only a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not true. It's in fact the mitzvah deraisa. V'shteit, where's it say in the Chumash to say Halal? It says v'samachta b'chagecha. And says the Ramban, singing shiros v'tishbarachos v'mushabecha kodesh baruch was an expression of simchas hayom, and therefore it falls under the category of Simchas Yom Tov Min HaTorah. And therefore, when you say Halal and Yom Tov, Halal and Chol Moed, you're fulfilling the Deraisa Dikim Mitzvah of V'Samachta V'Chagecha. Ad Kan Divrei HaRamban. The Chiddush Gadol from the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, that saying Halal is part of the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, I understand the phrase. It's Halal V'Simcha Shmoina. It's almost the same thing. That the Mechayev, the engine that's driving the recitation of Halal, is the Mitzvah of V'Samachta V'Chagecha. However, this Ramban is very, very controversial. Because there's a Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Mishnah speaks about, if you have an individual who doesn't know how to say Halel, who can be might see him in Kriyas Halel? So the Mishnah draws a distinction between those individuals who are Chayv in Halel, and those who are Potter in Halel. If someone is Chayv in Halel, say, I'm Chayv in Halel, and you're Chayv in Halel. So if you don't know how to say Halal, I can be mitzi you. It's called Shemei Kohen, no different than being mitzi someone in Kriyas Halal. You're like Kiddush, Abdal, etc. But if I happen to be Potter from Kriyas Halal, so the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if you're not Mechuy B'dov, you can't be mitzi somebody else in Dei Chavosai. And therefore, Halal is no different than Kishofen and Kriyas Halal in that matter. And if you have an individual who's exempt from Halal, they can't say Halal on your behalf. Who is the individual who's exempt from Halal? So the Mishnah says a woman. An Isha's Ptura from Halal, and therefore a woman can't be much a man in Halal. So ask the Sheikh Asariyeh, the Chedra Ramban is not right. Because women may very well be Chayavas and Simchas Yontif. That's actually a loaded sugya in Maseches Kiddushin. Because on the one hand, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah zeh she'as man grama. It's a time-bound positive mitzvah, and generally women should be exempt. On the other hand, it's a positive chumash. Samach, Ta'ato, Bitcha, Bincha, Bitecha, Amana, Bisharach, etc. The Torah speaks about the women also. So one day in the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule. Women are chayavos in Simchas Yontif. And the other day it says, no, women are pteros. Isha ba'alam esamcha. The man has to make sure that the woman is happy, but it's not the chiyav on the woman per se. But according to many opinions of the Gemara, many Rishayim Pasuk this way, women are mamash chayavos in Simchas Yontif. So ask the Sheikh Asayah, the Ramban is right that Simchas Yontif and Halal go hand in hand. So why can't a woman be made to a man in Halo. But Halo and Simcha are synonymous. Women chayavos and Simcha. Mishnayis of women should be chayavos in Halo also. So there's a sefer Mishnas Yavetz of Zolti, Tzadik Bracha, used to be the Rav Rosh Yerushalayim many years ago. So Zolti suggests the following Gvaldiki, he said. He says the Halo that we recite on Sukkis is actually two themes to it. There are two mechayivim. There are two reasons why we recite Halo and Sukkis. First of all, Sukkis is a yontif. Yontif chalamoid. Any chag is a mechayiv in Halo. And the Ramban's right. The mechayiv of Halo is al simchas yontif. And in that respect, Pesach and Shavuos are similar to Sukkis. But then there's a second reason why we say Halo and Sukkis. Because the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav requires it. Mitzvahs of Simcha require a recitation of Halo. Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah shel Simcha. You have to say Halo b'shas Netilas Lulav. So it's a briska Torah. It's the same words. You don't say Halo twice. You say one Halo with two kiyumim. When you say Halo tomorrow morning, it's a double kiyum. There's a kiyum out yontif tika Halo and a kiyum out lulav tika Halo. So it says of Jolti, a woman is chayevis in yontif tika Halo because yontif tika Halo is al tzibbas yontif. But she's exempt from lulav tika Halo because she's exempt from lulav. It's a svan grava. Therefore, when a woman wants to be mitzi a man in Halo on Pesach, maybe it'll work. On Shavuos, maybe it'll work. On Shmini Atzeres, maybe it'll work. On Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, maybe it'll work. But on Yom Tov Sukkos, or Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you're shaking your lulav, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about in Sukkot Naflah Beches. That's why it's a Masechet Sukkot. It's talking about a Sukkos to Kahalel. A Sukkos to Kahalel, Dr. Mishnah Yahweh, it's a woman can't be married to a man, because it has that dimension of lulav to it, and lulav women up to it. So this idea that we say Halel on Sukkot for two reasons. First of all, Sukkot is no different than the other regalim. There's an added dimension of lulav. Lulav is a mechayiv of Halel. Where does that come from? What kind of halacha is that? What's the nature of that halacha that lulav and Halel go hand in hand? So there's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that says, "Bishas shchitas haPesach, uvishas tetilas halulav." You have to say Halel. Those are the two mitzvahs that the Gemara singles out. Efshi Yisrael sheikh the pischeh ben nobel levei v'lom v'halal. What are you talking? It's impossible. You should shech to come in Pesach or sheikh a lula v'not say halal. Why? Why is that impossible? It's inconceivable that you should sheikh a lula v'not halal. Inconceivable to bring come in. Why not? What's the shah? So the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yudalet tells us that the very first Purim, when it came time to celebrate Purim, Chazal were in a quandary. They weren't sure whether it was appropriate to institute the Yom Tov of Purim. What was wrong with the Yom Tov of Purim? It's Chabal Toysef. We're adding to the Mitzvah Torah. Gemara says they came to a conclusion that it's okay. Why is it okay? We're not adding to the Torah. We're simply extrapolating from a pre-existing din. What was the pre-existing din? Az Yoshe Moshe. The Torah recounts that when Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, they sang to HaKadosh Baruch Az Yoshe Moshe V'shalom Hala M'shabeach the Rabbanu Shalom. If you say Halel when you're saved from slavery, when you're saved from potential death, so therefore you have to say Halel b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you have to say Halel b'shas Purim. So the Gemara says, so why don't we say Halel? So the Gemara says, well, we say Kriyas Megillah instead of Halel. That's the whole Shtickel Torah. Come back for Purim time, for a Purim event. We'll tell you why. Ayin Megillah Daf Yudalet. But fundamentally, the recitation of the Megillah on Purim is like a Halel Tikkun Din. It's a celebration of Misa L'Chaim. So what do you see from this Gemara? That when there's a tremendous Yeshua, a person experiences a great salvation from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to respond, you have to answer. You can't just let a Nes go by and not respond. What defines a Yeshua? One of two things. Either Avdus L'Chairus is a Yeshua, or Misa L'Chaim is a Yeshua. So L'Chaim, that's what the Gemara means. Efshi Yisrael shechtu bischeyev and not mulveyev and not mshira. Shechidus haPesach is a celebration of Avdus L'Chairus. What is it? Tilas Lulav? Tilas Lulav is a celebration of Mimisa L'Chayim. The state, how in the world is Ba'inyan Lulav to Mimisa L'Chayim? The Medrash comments that first it goes out to war and soldiers go out. So now they return back after weeks of battle. The people back home want to know, did they win or did they lose? They're not sure. Are they coming back victorious? Are they coming back to running in retreat? So there used to be a symbol in the ancient world that they would wave their swords high up in the air. And when they would come and wave the swords from a distance, oh, everybody knew, we won. That's the sign of victory. So the Medrash says, Kum to Rosh Hashanah, Kum to Yom Kippur. And nobody knows what happened. There was a Shas Tzara, there was a Shas Din, there was a Shas Mochom and Shemaim, but we don't know what happened. Did we win it? Did we lose? Comes the first day of Sukkot, the Torah tells us, you won. Shake your lulav, pick your lulav up, and wave it in the air. Everybody see, we won, we won. We're victorious. The celebration of Netilas Lulav is the culmination of the Yimei HaDin. And perhaps it's for this reason that Yerushalmi says, how do you know that a dry lulav is not acceptable? For Shteitin Yerushalmi, the lulav has to be alive, has to be fresh, has to be green. Because Klal Yisrael, the celebration of Sukkot, the Hall of Sukkot, is a celebration of Mimisa L'chaim. That's why it's Yevshul Yisrael, Net Luveyam Yedem Yeshiva. So in the world of Lomdus, the Hallel of Sukkot is a dual mitzvah. It's a Yontif to Kahalel, like Simchas Yontif, like Ramban, but then it has that element that they mentioned, the aspect of Yeshua as well. The notion it's a celebration of life. So they say, I'm holding by the last day of Sukkot. Tomorrow's going to be the last day of the Tilas Lulav. It's going to be the last opportunity to perform the Medrash's words of waving that sword of the post Yimei HaDin. But then something very strange is going to happen. We're going to move on to the realm of Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres and the Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres slash the Mestaira, we're going to open up a Sidur and a Machzorim without a lulav in our hands. And what are we going to say? The same halal. The same halal. What's pshat? What's pshat that halal? Shmini Atzeres to the halal. What's bein Shmini Atzeres to the halal? What's that all about? So here's where halacha starts to merge a little bit into drush. In the world of pure halacha, Shmini Atzeres to the halal is a yontif to the halal. That's all. No more. It's like the Pesach Shavuot, it's the regular yontif to the halal. But perhaps there's more to it. Perhaps the Shmini Atzeres last of the Torah to Kahalel has both the Korban Pesach and the Netilas Lulav of Halal. How does that happen? So it's Yaduah before some that the celebration of Shmini Atzeres is a celebration of Torah. It was always a celebration of Torah. It's a minute Yisrael in the last 1,000 years that we stuck onto it, the idea of finishing the Sefer Torah, and you make a kofis, and this, and ataresas, and then candies, and auctions, and all that. Different minhagim Yisrael have all come into being. But fundamentally, Shmini Atzeres was a celebration of Torah. What's my raya brura? Because there's no mitzvah sayom in Shmini Atzeres. There is no mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. There's nothing to do with Shmini Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah has shofar and Yom Kippur as tshuva and vidui and tainis. Sukkah as lulav, Pesach as matzah. There are two Yom Tovim that don't have a mitzvah, Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, because the celebrations of Limud HaTorah, the celebrations of Torah itself, in a certain sense, are in a higher level than the celebrations of the other Yom Tovim. As the Medrash says, that Shmini Atzeres is the time just of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else going on Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz Laaretz, we have to send the Sukkah, speak of the Yomuk, the Mesa, the Yisvim. Okay, that's a technical quirk. But the Ikaron, Shmini Atzeres is not a time of mitzvahs per se. Shmini Atzeres is the time just of Dveikas Hashem Yisbarach. It's just Klal Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what do we do when we're with that Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's what Limud HaTorah is. Limud HaTorah is that relationship, that purest, the purest, most intimate relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, is through the vehicle of Limud HaTorah. So Klal Yisrael figured out that what better day of the year is there to be Messiah in the Torah? Whatever better day of the year is there to dance with the Torah than in Shmini Atzeres itself, or Atzeres slash the Messiah. We get it when we say Hallel, the Shmini Atzeres and the Messiah. We're saying a dual Hallel as well. It's actually a triple Hallel. Simply it's Yontif, like any other Yontif, Ramban, but it has elements, dimensions of Shchitis HaPesach and the Tilas Lulav. It's Chiyus HaPesach in the sense of Be'avdus L'cheiros on Memshira. Limud HaTorah is that vehicle that expresses that ultimate cheiros. Ein l'cha ben chayrin el misha osek b'Torah. The real ben chayrin, the person who's really free in this world, is the person who's meshubad to the Ol HaTorah. It's counterintuitive, but it's old as the hills. The hills here being Matan Torah, being Har Sinai. The more a person is meshabed themselves to the Ol HaTorah, so the more free they become, the more they become free from all the nisyonos of Olam Hazeh, the more they become free from all the yetzahoras of this world, the more they become a real true ben chayrin, what better day of the year to sing out, to belt out the hallel, shiros atishbachas, the Rebbeinu Shalom, then Shmi Yetzeres, Lesef Pustara, for giving us that opportunity to become an Eved Lashem Yisbarach. And what better day during the year than to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the gift of the Nisa L'Chaim. Imagine for a second a world without Torah. Imagine a life without Torah. Unfortunately, you don't have to go very far to imagine it. Look at what a life looks like without Torah. Baruch Adonai Shebrano L'Chavodo. The Hallel Vodoya, we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to finish the words of the Torah Lady Kol Yisrael, Breach Spell, and keep to start over again. And the yeshivas in Europe, the Brachim used to dance with their Gemaras during HaKafas. Because there weren't enough Sefer Torah to go around. But the real Simcha was they danced with Baba Basras. I know the heavy ones, they didn't use that voice all this. They would dance with their Gemara Yavamases. They dance with their Gemara Shabbases, with their Chulans, with their Psachims, whatever they were learning. They dance. Gets the heart out with the Teshuvah of Peh that accompanied them throughout the year. It was a dance of life. It was a dance of Atav and Bekim. Shalokem Chaim Chaim. Shri Yetzirah of Torah sets the tone for what Alibid HaTorah is going to be throughout the course of the year. What is that Torah going to look like? So there are two fundamental dimensions Alibid HaTorah has to have. And at first glance, they seem to be contradictory, and then at second glance, you realize that they're complementary. A Limud HaTorah throughout the year has to be a Limud HaTorah of Amolash HaTorah, of work, of an Avdus HaTorah. Those have been my Shia many times, I always give the Moshul. Time of Torah is not just with your feet up and an iced coffee in one hand and Knox cakes in another hand. I mean, that's nice, but come on, it's got to be a little, you got to finish the cake and the coffee, and then you got to... That just should just wake you up a little bit to get you to learn the Tosfos. Not to get you to get to another cake, another cup of coffee. So it's got to be a Moshul Torah, it's got to be work. You got to concentrate. You got to work and think through the Kasha and the Gemara, think through the Torah, think through the Tosfos. Do I understand? Do I not understand? It's a good Kasha, good Torah. Got to work. A Moshul Torah. So most of us don't like to work. Most of us are lazy by nature. So you usually think, I'm going to work, that's it. The rabbi's telling me we're going to have a miserable year this year, we got to work hard. No, the opposite is true, everybody knows. That the more you work on something, the greater simcha ha-nefesh there is, the greater yakoyna Torah, the greatest simcha sachayim there is, the greatest simcha sachayim. You just finished the taisos, just finished the sugya. You got it down pat. So I got the Raman arrive, and I finally got it. Reb Chaim talking now it makes sense. After thinking through it and reading through it and chazrigin and talking to my chavrusa and talking to my rebbe now, I understand what's going on now. Wow, this sugya makes sense to me. Wow, that's a whole new world. That's a simcha of chiyus. That's a life. So on the one hand, the limud haTorah has to be a limud haTorah, a moshul Torah. The same hand, the other hand, it's got to be a simcha haTorah, like a valdika, the same eslava she put that kofes has to be into reading a Tosfos, into reading a Gemara, into reading a Shaka V'Taya, into reading a sugya. Wow, Kiyen Chayenu B'Yerchimenu. It's a Sechal of Odoya, it's a good Baruch, it's a Simchas Hayom, of Shmi Yetzeres, it's a Torah. What better way to culminate Chedesh Tishrei? What better opportunity do we have to spend a whole month of being Chayzi B'Tshuva, a whole month of coming close to Chedesh Baruch and sitting in this beautiful Sukkah and shaking his beautiful Lulav and Esrei. And now we have a chance, wow, to open up our Gemaras and now plug away at the Masechet Baba Basra, whatever Masechet we're learning this year. Wow. So, Kabbalim speak about how on the night of Hashanah Rabbah, so the person really understands what's going on. I don't understand that, but anyone understands it. So if you really understand what's going on, Hashanah Rabbah, you can get a sense as to what's going to happen during the course of the year. So I'm not just Mekubal, I can't tell you what's going to happen the rest of the year. But I can tell you that if you really, really put your mind and heart and soul into asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a beautiful Yom Tefillah tomorrow, so you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya, Limud HaTorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your tefillahs. It'll be a year of Amolus HaTorah, a year of Simchas HaTorah, a year of Kiddush HaTorah. That'll be the greatest celebration. Also, Met Hashem, for the next 3 days, to give us that final push to get to the last line, to the finish line, to only begin to start the race all over again. You know, to start again from Bereishis Malakim, to open Ekimaras again, to have a wonderful year of KMK. And a wonderful Yom Tov.